Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our lesson this morning is written in John chapter 1, beginning with the 6th verse. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. And this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your words are truth. Amen. Imagine somewhere out in the desert near Lake Havasu, there's a guy calling for people to repent. And he eats weird food like tarantulas and lizards. He also baptizes people in the lake. Many people would wonder, who is this guy? What does he think he's doing? He'd maybe even get on the news. These are the same type of questions that the Jews bring to John the Baptist. Who are you? John's reply shows that he's a voice calling to you in the wilderness. It's a humble voice, a voice calling for repentance, and a voice with good news. Many wondered, who was John the Baptist? For good reasons. He wore camel's hair, lived out in the desert, ate locusts, ate wild honey. John the Baptist was a stark contrast compared to the Jewish religious leaders. The Pharisees drew attention to themselves by wearing bells, prayer shawls, and giving tithes. John's life was humble in comparison. John the Baptist's message attracted people. He declared, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He preached repentance and baptized people. Many people gathered to him. It's natural to wonder, who is this guy? Is he a good teacher or leading the people astray? The Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to question John. The priests offered sacrifices on behalf of the people, and the Levites helped out at the temple and with worship. They were wondering, Is he the promised Messiah or a false teacher? Good questions. Who is he? They were also following the advice given in Deuteronomy. And if you say in your heart, how may we know the word that the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him. With all of these thoughts, they asked John, who are you? Our text answers this question. There was a man sent from God. God sent him, just like the other Old Testament prophets. He was a normal person, just like us, but called to preach God's word. This wasn't a gut feeling of his, but from God himself. He was sent with a divine mission. His mission was to prepare for Christ. Preparing for Christ requires the spiritual preparation of repentance. John calls, repent, because the promised Savior is here. John's voice was one of a humble servant. He was sent to proclaim Christ and only Christ. This is why our text clarifies. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. John also confessed, Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. As a humble servant, John responds to the question, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. John never claimed that he was the promised Messiah. He was sent to be a humble servant, pointing to Christ and our need of repentance. The leaders asked, what then, are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. They had a false understanding of the prophecy in Malachi about Elijah. They thought that Elijah would return to help repair the messianic kingdom. They also didn't understand the prophecy in Deuteronomy about the great prophet. Both prophecies actually pointed to Christ. The priests and Levites became a little desperate since they were sent to get an answer. So they asked, who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? They needed an answer for the Jewish Sanhedrin. John replied, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. John's reply was a call for repentance, which is true sorrow over sin and faith in Christ's forgiveness. Repentance involves turning away from sin and living a new life of faith and obedience. John calls for preparation. Repent and prepare for the Savior who came to die for the world's sins. He took our deserved punishment. John knew that Jesus was his Savior, and that his Savior had come. repent. Preparation isn't done by any outward physical preparations. This is also true when we prepare for communion. Fasting and bodily preparation are indeed a fine outward training, but he is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith. John's call is for spiritual preparation. He calls out to those lost in their sin. He calls out to you in your sin. Just like John the Baptist, we're not worthy of even untying Jesus' sandal strap. On our own, we can't prepare. Our sinful nature doesn't want to prepare for Christ's coming. We want to focus on other things. Christmas planning and stresses can cause us to put our spiritual life on the back burner. We might be more concerned about political events than our coming King and Savior. Our sinful nature thinks that worldly wealth and events are more important than Christ's coming. John the Baptist cries out, "Repent. We are not worthy of the coming Savior." It is only by the Holy Spirit working through his word that we truly understand and recognize our sin. We are neither worthy nor prepared. This is why John cried out, "Repent." In Advent, we prepare for infant Jesus to come. The best way to prepare is in repentance. We're not worthy. John called for repentance, but was also a witness to the light. Christ, the light, shines in our sinful world. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. This is one of the reasons why we have lights on the altar. They remind us of the light of God. John pointed to the Savior of the world. He's worthy. He's greater than we and John. John later declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Christ, as true God and true man in one person, took upon himself the sins of the whole world. Your sins, my sins, including our sins of a lack of preparation, are forgiven. The witness that John bore was so that all might believe in the light. We're dead in our sins and unable to believe. So then, how do we believe? The answer is through him, through Jesus. Faith is created in our hearts by the Holy Spirit by means of his word. It is a gift of God. Believe means that we know that Christ is our Lord and Savior, and that he died for our sins. True repentance and sorrow over our sins and looking to Christ's forgiveness is an act of faith. It reveals that the Holy Spirit is working within us. This is the preparation that John preached. Not only did John bear witness to the Jews, but also to all. He wanted all to believe in Christ. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is a message we want to share, because through it, God the Holy Spirit creates faith in others. Not only John, but we also want to bear witness to the light, so that all might believe in him. John's call for preparation is still true today. We celebrate Christ's coming 12 days from now on Christmas. But Christ could come sooner than that. How do we know we're ready? We know we're sinners, and even more importantly, that Jesus died for us. That means we're ready. We also receive comfort and strength through the word and means of grace. In the Lord's Supper, we receive Jesus' true body and blood, assuring us that our sins are forgiven. You might not eat lizards, but tonight you're that guy calling out in the desert of Lake Havasu. Repent, prepare for Christ, because he's coming. We prepare in acknowledging that we're sinners and not worthy of even untying his sandal strap. By faith, we believe that we're sinners and that Christ died for our sins. The infant Jesus came into a manger, and he's coming again. Repent. God said it. Believe. He's coming back. This is how we live prepared for his return. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.